Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Live from Liverpool, the dark paranormal, Dark Bites.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the very first Dark Realms for season 21. Now there is no video for this episode, but it's not YouTube's issue this time. It's because the studio itself is having a refurb. And as I'm literally recording this audio surrounded by acoustic boards that need unpacking, etc., it's not the most filmable environment. But we will have one up for next week and we'll be all ready to go for our future video episodes. Now I'd like to take a quick moment to thank everyone who over the pre-season and seasonal break suggested episodes and places for Dark Realms. And indeed it's one of those suggestions we'll be using for today's show. The suggestion came to us from Steve from the US, and it's a place I've never heard of before, and I'm so glad Steve suggested it. We had many, many emails of people asking to cover topics and places that have well been covered by many other podcasters, and although I'm not saying we will never do something famous, if you will, this is one that, even though I've been into the paranormal for coming up to 40 years, I've never heard of this place, and therefore that excites me. Now hopefully, a lot of you guys out there too won't have heard of it either. So, please get yourself a nice warm drink, sit back, and join me as we step foot into the dark realm known as the William Westerfeld House. The William Westerfeld House in San Francisco may be a lesser-known haunted locale, but its history is as rich and bizarre as anything from any horror novel. Built in 1889 by William Westerfeld, a German baker, this ornate, beautiful 28-room Victorian mansion has seen everything from Tsarist Russian nightclubs to jazz musicians' flophouses to satanic ritual gatherings in the 60s. Over the decades, countless legends have sprouted from this building's dark past. Visitors and residents alike have whispered of restless ghosts roaming the halls, some born of tragic love and murder, others conjured by occult rituals. So right now, we're going to delve into some of the most terrifying alleged spirits that are believed to haunt the Westerfeld House, each one with its own chilling backstory and eyewitness accounts. First, we're going to take a look at a spirit known as the Lady of Dark Eyes. In the late 1920s, the Westerfeld House was known as Dark Eyes, a nightclub and brothel allegedly ran by Russian gangsters new to US shores. Local lore tells of a beautiful young woman associated with the club. Some say she was a singer, others say a high-class courtesan, who became entangled in a deadly love triangle. One fateful night, a jealous conflict erupted over her affections, which resulted in a violent confrontation in the very ballroom where guests would dance under crystal chandeliers. A Russian officer was killed in a duel over this woman. Traumatized and blamed for the bloodshed, the devastated young lady is rumored to have taken her own life in an upstairs room shortly after. According to local legend, the woman's sorrowful spirit still lingers in the house. Residents over the years have reported sightings of a forlorn female apparition at the top of the grand staircase, or drifting silently along its halls. She is often described in a white or pale dress, dark eyes full of tears. One former tenant even claimed, "I woke in the dead of night to see a woman stood by my bedroom door. She wore an old-fashioned gown and her eyes, well, it was like she was crying. I sat up immediately and she vanished into thin air." Those who claim to have encountered the Lady of Dark Eyes sometimes also report an overwhelming feeling of sadness washing over them, as if they've stepped into the very heartbreak that doomed her. In a particularly terrifying encounter, a visitor on a tour felt a cold hand brush their shoulder, and then heard a faint sobbing melody, only to turn around and find no one there. The legend holds that this grief-stricken phantom is forever bound to the house, repeating her last moments of despair. Her presence is eerie rather than violent, but witnesses swear that seeing her hollow gaze and hearing her soft weeping in an empty room is nothing short of heart-stopping. Next, we take a look at the vengeful Russian colonel. That same tragic affair that birthed the Lady of the Dark Eyes also unleashed something far darker and far more aggressive. The vengeful ghost of the Russian colonel who died that very night. History records that a white Russian military officer, often referred to simply as the colonel, was murdered inside the Westerfeld house during a heated fight over a young woman. It's said that this occurred when the mansion was the unofficial Russian embassy hangout, and the colonel's death was a sensation at the time. Whether he was shot or stabbed differs with each retelling, but all agree it was a sudden, violent death fueled by both passion and rage. Ever since, rumours insist the colonel never truly left the site of his demise. However, unlike the gentle, dark-eyed lady, the colonel's spirit is both restless and angry. Tenants in the 1930s and 40s reportedly heard heavy-booted footsteps echoing through the empty ballroom at midnight. On some nights, unexplained bangs and shouts in a Russian voice have been reported within the walls, as if an invisible replay of that fatal struggle is still occurring. One long-time resident confided that he often felt a presence glowering at him in certain rooms. He said, "There's an area by the old ballroom where the earth suddenly turns ice cold. You feel like someone is staring right through you." Others have described seeing a shadowy male figure in an early 20th century military coat, near windows facing the street. Always there one second and gone the next. But perhaps the most harrowing tale comes from a self-proclaimed medium who visited the home. During a séance in that ballroom, she claimed to make contact with a furious spirit calling himself Sergei. According to her, the ghost hissed in Russian, knocked over a chair, and identified himself as the betrayed colonel. The medium left in a hurry, saying the spirit's anger was palpable and dangerous. In a more recent incident, a modern paranormal investigator team tried to provoke a response and got much more than they bargained for. A loud knock rang out, and an EVP recording caught a deep, guttural voice growling, "Leave." To this day, people believe that the colonel's ghost prowls the mansion, seeking vengeance or maybe justice. Those who do encounter him speak of an aura of menace, an invisible force that may shove an unsuspecting guest or send an icy shiver down your spine as some unseen voice whispers in your ear. Of the Westerfeld's house many spirits, the colonel is often cited as one of the most terrifying. a murdered soul trapped in an eternal rage, haunting this site of his untimely death. Let's have a quick break to talk to you about Acorns. As a podcaster, I've never considered retirement. If I can talk, I can podcast, right? But maybe one day I'll look to retire, but I'll still need a retirement fund. And then I think, but in the now, I still need things like equipment upgrades, etc. There are bills to pay. So what could be the answer to both? Investing. Specifically, investing with Acorns. Because Acorns make it easy to start doing more with your money. In fact, you can start automatically investing with your spare change. And it's all in one easy-to-use app. In my opinion, everyone should know that your money can grow on its own, not just the mega-wealthy. And no, it's not paranormal. It's compounding. That's when your money makes money, and then that money makes even more money. And Acorns makes it easy to give your money a chance to do just that. Sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to get started.
Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Next, we're going to look at something arguably with the darkest title, The Demon in the Tower. The Westerfeld House's darkest chapter came in the 1960s, when its bohemian residents all turned towards the occult. Underground filmmaker Kenneth Anger lived there in 66 and 67, shooting films like Invocation of My Demon Brother, and hosting sinister gatherings. In those years, the mansion became a haven for occultists. Anger carved a large pentagram into the tower's floorboards. He held midnight rituals in the ballroom. He even hosted the Church of Satan founder, Anton LaVey, who conducted black masses in the house's infamous tower room. And as if this all wasn't dark enough, Charles Manson and his followers were visitors as well, adding an aura of genuine evil to the tower. Locals whispered that satanic ceremonies held in the tower were opening portals to hell, or summoning something truly malevolent to the area. Even after Anger and his cohort left, an inexplicable darkness seemed to cling to the tower and the house, especially the top floor of the tower, where so many rituals had taken place. And it's here that the most frightening legend of the Westerfeld House emerges: the presence of a demonic entity conjured by those very rites. Tenants over the years have complained of oppressive atmospheres, nightmares that go beyond mere ghostly hauntings. Physical attacks have been reported, people waking up with scratches on their skin, or an unseen force pressing hard on their chest of a night. The current owner, Jim Siegel, was initially skeptical of anything paranormal. Yet even he experienced a bone-chilling incident in that tower bedroom. He's quoted as saying, "I did have one unexplained occurrence. My bed in the tower shook for a full minute, and then I felt something get into bed with me," he recalled, describing the single event that shook his entire belief. There was no earthquake. There was no logical cause. It was as if some invisible creature had climbed into bed beside him in the darkness after shaking his bed to and fro. Paranormal investigators have also felt the wrath of whatever lurks there. During one televised ghost hunt, researchers in the tower reported sudden cold spots. Their electronic equipment went haywire. One investigator swore he heard an inhuman growl resonate from the corner of the empty tower. He said, "It was like a large animal snarling right next to me." In another session, a spirit box type of device spat out the words, "Rage, living, end." Moments later, a team member felt something tug hard at their hair. The team members, all hardened ghost hunters, described the atmosphere in that tower as oppressive and evil. Several became dizzy or emotional for no reason. One refused to re-enter the room after hearing what sounded to him like a disembodied whisper mocking them all. With the pentagram still faintly etched into the wood and even claw marks on a doorframe, which it's been argued were either left by Anton LaVey's pet lion or the demonic entity itself. Regardless, the tower truly feels like the epicenter of a dark force. Many people believe a demonic portal was opened there in the 60s and was never fully closed. This entity, whether you call it a demon, a conjured spirit, or the accumulation of evil over many decades, is often cited as the most terrifying presence in the Westerfeld house. It doesn't just haunt you, according to those who felt it. It wants to torment you. The Westerfeld house stands as a monument to San Francisco's weird and wild history. But the ghosts and the dark legends that truly bring this story to life are outstanding. From the mournful lady with the dark eyes, pining for her true love, to the wrathful colonel still stalking the halls, to the unspeakable tower demon that very well may still crouch in the attic shadows. This mansion is genuinely a repository of nightmares. Every spirit's tale is a macabre thread woven into the dark fabric of the house. And each encounter, be it a sob in the night, a phantom footstep, a growl from the shadows, keeps the legend alive. Whether you're a skeptic or a true believer, these chilling stories turn tragedy, violent death, no justice, humans dabbling with demonic forces. These are tales told aloud, so listeners can almost hear the floorboards creak and can feel that cold presence watching them from the very room they're in. Imagine yourself there. Would you, alone, dare climb the narrow steps to that tower at night, knowing the information you've just heard? The spirits of the Westerfeld house ensure that its infamy endures, an enduring reminder that sometimes the dead do not rest quietly amongst San Francisco's beautiful scenery. The Westerfeld house's ghosts, be they tragic, vengeful, or demonic, make for one engaging and gripping haunting tale. One that makes me want to go and visit, and one that definitely proves the Westerfeld house deserves its spot amongst our places we consider dark realms. Thank you all for joining me on this episode, and I can't wait to speak to you again next week when we take a step into yet another dark realm. Until then, stay safe and take care.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.